Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is indeed my great privilege to share the Word of God this Sunday. For today's reading and meditation, the Gospel portion is taken from Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1, verses commencing from 57 onwards, which I have already read as gospel portions today. 57 onwards. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the 18th day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relative who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with fear, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is the child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. So in this gospel portion, we can see the birth of John the Baptist and his naming, circumcision, and the various kinds of events happen in relation with these events. So when we meditate this gospel portion, we are getting certain theological thoughts from this passage, which would be helpful for our Christian journey, spiritual life. So for today's meditation, I would like to explore four thoughts from this gospel passage for our short meditation. The first one, we should obey the will of God. We should obey the will of God. So in Jewish tradition, we know that the naming ceremony is significant. And normally, a child has to be named as his father's name. Here, the child had to be named as his father's name, Zechariah. But during that ceremony, Elizabeth and Zechariah, they didn't follow that tradition. They didn't follow the hereditary aspects, and they gave priority to God's will, because they received the annunciation from the angel and from the Lord Almighty. Then they realized that the Son is a gift of God. So they violated, they broke all their traditional rules, and they gave name as John, his name as John. That was the definite plan and pre-plan of the Lord Almighty. So here they remembered and respected God Almighty, who blessed them, who wiped their tears, and who empowered them in their life situations, who delivered them from the anxieties, worries, and sorrows which they had been experienced in their life. So they gave priority to God's will more than their tradition. That's why I'm sharing these thoughts to you, that we should obey the will of God. Zechariah can follow their tradition, but he didn't follow the traditional rules. He gave priority to the Almighty God and his will. And the Lord angel proclaimed that you have to give your son's name as John. He obeyed that particular commandment from the Almighty God. Second thought, we should have a fellowship. We should have a fellowship. Here we can see in this passage that there is a community. There is a community. When you can read verse 58, her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. So that family members, Zechariah and Elizabeth, experienced, received abundant blessings and grace from the Almighty God. They experienced joy which they received from the Almighty God. Then the community, their neighbors and relatives, they were also joined in their fellowship, in their joy. So we can see that. You know, dearly beloved, we are walking to a manger in this Lenten season. We are in a Christmas mode. So we are walking into a manger. What is the symbolic representation of manger? A manger has so many drawbacks. And also in manger we can see there is a newborn baby. A newborn baby cannot do anything. He needs somebody's help. He seeks somebody's help. So the manger proclaimed the news that you are the worshiping community called to proclaim his gospel to your surroundings and to do through your deeds and also words. There are so many people need our help and support through words, through deeds, and through our presence. Let's share our joy to them. That's why our church community are visiting so many families in these days. And we visited nearly 80 families in these days. Why we are visiting? Because we are trying to share this joy to others. There are so many people. Last Sunday also I told you that there are so many two sadder hearts than you. Go and comfort them. That will comfort you. So find a comfort and solace while helping others. There are so many people seek your good words. There are so many people seek your presence. There are so many feeble hands who seek your powerful support. As we served in Andhra Pradesh, I experienced that so many illiterate community, they sought our help and support. So many people, so many students, they sought our support and also our guidance. And they had immense talents, but they had not much circumstances to go forward. So in the midst of their problems, we have the responsibility to support them. We are walking to a manger. Here we can see that this community, their relatives and their neighbors, they shared her joy. Elizabeth's joy, Zechariah's joy, they shared together. That is the meaning of the fellowship. That is the meaning of a worshiping community. So as a worshiping community, we have to consider others. Third one, We should have a thankful life. We should have a thankful life. So in verse 64 we can see, immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue set free. And he began to speak, praising God. So after Zechariah realizing the fact that my son is the gift of God, after realizing the fact, there he wrote, my son's name is John. The name of my son is John. The meaning of John is the gift of God. He realized that fact. Then he opened his mouth and he began to speak. And he began to praise the Almighty God and his benevolences and his support and his mighty power. That's why I am sharing this thought to you. We should have a thankful life. After experiencing God's benevolences in our life, God seek our worship and praises. After landing on a dry land, Noah constructed an altar and praised the Almighty God. For seeing his worship, the Almighty God came down. He came down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our Almighty God is always seeking our fellowship and worship. Why we gather together? We gather together to praise his mighty deeds. We gather together to worship the Almighty God who empowered us, who helped us to wake up in the morning and to praise his holy name, who gave abundant blessings in our various kinds of life situation. Dearly children, this Almighty Lord empowered you in your life situation to learn in a well manner. There are so many children in India and in various rural places, they don't get enough circumstances to grow as they are. But Almighty God blessed you in your life situations by his abundant grace, love, and so many resources God has given to you. Realize this fact and you have the responsibility to worship and praise the Almighty God throughout your life. That's our responsibility. That's why we gather together. And also after crossing the Red Sea, the Miriam praised the Almighty God because she knew that God delivered us from this difficulty. Here Zechariah realized that the Almighty God gave my dear son. That's why he proclaimed his gift. My son is the gift of God. That is the praising words he pronounced. Are you ready to worship and praise the Almighty God in a diligent manner? Are you giving praise to God in your life situation? Let us ask to ourselves. A fourth one. Be a model for next generation. Fourth thought. Be a model for next generation. In verse 66 we can see. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, what then is the child going to be? For the Lord's hand was with him. Hallelujah. The Lord's hand was with him. Nobody can do anything in this world without the help of the Almighty God. Zechariah and Elizabeth, they nurtured their son in a meaningful manner. And they provided everything to their son. are nurtured in a good path and dedicated their only son for paving the way of Jesus Christ. Who can do that? We are experiencing or we are receiving so many gifts from the Almighty God. But are you trying to dedicate your life before the Almighty God? I dedicate myself before the Almighty God by realizing this fact. My life was a gift of God. Hallelujah. I dedicated my all talents and my life situations and my life before the Almighty God for proclaiming His goodness and to do His ministry, which is in a possible manner to me. Here, these parents, they nurture their children to pave the way of the Jesus Christ. They dedicated their son like that. That's why the old people wondered about him. Wondered about him. What then is this child going to be? Dearly beloved, be a role model for the next generation. Our family should be a school. We provide some good role models to our children, to our next generation. They are learning so many things from our family. So we have the responsibility to nurture our children, to provide some good models to our children. Within our family, they may realize that, they should realize that their life is the gift of God. He lived with a message. Who? John. He proclaimed the message of repentance. And he paved the way of Jesus Christ. And he humbled himself before the Almighty God. I am not worthy. I must decrease and he must increase. I am not worthy to untie the straps of his sandals. He prepared the way of Jesus. In that manner, or in that way, that parents nurtured that particular son for paving the way of Jesus Christ. So as parents and elders, our main responsibility is to guide the next generation to be God-fearing and righteous. Today we meditated four thoughts from this gospel passage. The first one, we should obey God's will. Second one, we should have a fellowship. Third one, we should have a thankful life. Fourth one, be a role model for next generation. John did a tremendous work. Where did he get such a role model? He received such a role model from his own family. Their parents nurtured him in a well manner and sent him for a wonderful mission. They had only one son. They sent that son for the expansion of his kingdom. And he proclaimed the good news and paved the way of Jesus Christ. He demised in his youth age, but he earned many for the old Lord Almighty. Let us bow our heads before the Almighty God.